desire, longing to live a transformed life.
所以我在这里希望我们每一个人都有这样的渴望，希望能神的话语给我们一个新的生。
And as God used the word, the Bible, to transform this prisoner's life,
正如神用他的话语改变一个监狱的囚犯的生命。
So too, He desires to change our life by the same means.
他也会同样的途径来改变我们这些人的生命。
Today we will discover the nature of God's word.
今天我们来看神话语的本性。
And how God uses His word to bring about a change in our lives.
以及神怎么样用他的话语使我们的生命发生变化。
And ultimately use it to help us impact the world.
那最终神将使用我们来改变这个世界。
Now our scripture today is from 2 Timothy 3:16 and 17.
我们今天的经文是提摩太后书三章十六到十七。
And I can have you read it in Chinese.
好，我们一起来读。圣经都是神所默示的，引读者使人归正，教导人学义，都是有益的，叫属神的人得以完全，预备行各样的善事。
As we study these words of God today, my hope and challenge,
我们今天读神的话，我的心愿和对你的挑战是
is that we be inspired by the inspired word of God,
我们希望神所默示的话语能够启迪我们
and that you may experience transformation,
我们的生命被神更新
As you see, I've made a play on words in English,
大家可以看到我在英文里面玩了一个文字游戏
To be inspired, to be motivated, to be stirred
就是被神的话语启迪、鼓励、激励
In such a way that we would be moved to study, to be into the word, the inspired word of God
这样使我们能够真正的受鼓励来读神的话语
And allow the word to shape and transform our lives What then is the nature of the Word of God?
那么神的话语是什么呢?
How does it work in people's lives?
它怎么样改变我们的生命?
Well, the original Greek word translated all scripture inspired by God is actually translated God-spirited.
那在原文里边我们读到的圣经它的直接意思其实是神赋予了灵的。
Go to the next slide.
我们在这个在上可以看到
Next slide There we go So inspired Yep, you went too far So inspired We see here that there's two ways of translating it At least in English
所以在英文里边默示至少有两种翻译
Either inspired Or God breathed
或者是神所启示或者是神赋予了生命的气息
Because at least in English Saying God spirited doesn't make sense
因为在英文里面说被神的灵充满
But the main point is that the scriptures are from God
但是我们要抓住的重点是说圣经是从神来的
The scriptures are inspired by God
圣经是神所默示的
They are breathed upon by God
他们有神所赐予的生命气息
The writers of our Bible are regular human beings like us
圣经的作者像我们一样都是凡人
We don't believe that God had a giant pen in the sky and wrote down the words of the Bible directly transcribing to people.
我们并不相信说好像神呢用了一支巨大的笔把他的话语写在天空当中然后我们记下来。
But rather those who experienced Jesus, those prophets of God, those who knew the word like the Apostle Paul, wrote down their thoughts and ideas and their understanding of who God is.
而是我们所知道这些先知还有像保罗这样的使徒他们在神的圣灵的感动之下把神的启示记录下来
And God guided this process to ensure that what he wanted communicated would be communicated to the church
神引导了这个写作的过程他保证说神愿意神希望告诉我们的话语都写在圣经当中
And that the words in the scriptures would be reliable and that they would be useful for the growth and health of the body of Christ.
那圣经上所写下的话语都是真实可信的，对我们的成长都是有益处的。
Now the scriptures that the Apostle Paul is referencing to here would be our Old Testament.
当然，保罗这里所讲的圣经应该是指的旧约。
Or the Jewish Bible at the time.
或者是我们当时讲的犹太人的法典。
In these early days, the New Testament, our 27 books, had not been compiled yet.
因为那个时候新约的27本书还没有归入正典
The apostles, the eyewitnesses of Jesus
当时的使徒见过耶稣基督的那些人
would have recently compiled their accounts in what we know as the Gospels.
他们正在记录当时所事下的事情，成为今天我们读到的信。
And the Apostle Paul was in the midst of writing his letters to the various churches.
那保罗当时也在写给各个教会的书信。
And these writings would have been circulated amongst the churches in the region.
当时他的书信在各个教会之间传阅。
At this time, not all of the churches had all of the writings.
不是每个教会都得到所有的书信。
Though they did find an authority in them because these were apostles who had been with Jesus.
但是他们确实相信这些书信有权柄、权威，因为这些使徒见过耶稣基督。
It wouldn't be until the 4th century AD that the leaders of the churches got together and decided this is the word of God, the 27 books of the New Testament.
但是直到第四世纪，教会才最终定下来哪些书信应当包括在圣经里面。
And so...Though Paul is referring to the Old Testament here, I think we can apply that as well to the New Testament.
所以尽管这里保罗所讲的可能只是指旧约，但是我想也同样的适应于新约。
Because the Spirit, the Holy Spirit of God, led the churches to adopt these as sacred writings of God.
因为当教会把这些新约放在圣经当中的时候，是由圣灵的引导。
Scripture, we acknowledge, the church acknowledges.
所以我们教会承认了这些书信
is divine revelation
是神的启示
inspired by God
是神所默示
breathed upon by God
有神的生命气息
carrying the full weight of his authority
完完全全具有神的权威
what then is it useful for
那么这些有什么益处呢
it is useful for teaching
可以用来教导
Paul is referring here to the content of teaching
保罗这里讲的是教导的内容。
The Bible provides us a body of truth upon which every thought and action is to be built.
那圣经教给我们真理，让我们的每一个想法、每一个行动应当与圣经相符。
Everything that we deal with in one way or another,
我们所做的不管是这样或那样的事情
，in regard to our spiritual existence,
还有跟圣灵的存在
，is covered one way or another in Scripture.
都在圣经里边有所涵盖。
And one of the tragedies of a local church,
一个教会里边所面临的悲剧
is biblical ignorance.
就是对圣经的无知。
Because if a church doesn't know the word, the church has nothing to build its life upon.
因为如果一个教会对圣经不了解，那么他的生命就会建立在空虚之上。
And so it should be the goal of every believer, every church to know the word of God.
所以每一个信徒每个教会都应当认识神的话
Now our next slide has a picture of a church studying the word of God in Africa
我们现在看的这张图片是在非洲的一个教会他们在学圣经
And so one of the first tasks of missionaries when they are sent out is to establish churches and to establish the word of God
所以当一个宣教士去外地宣教的时候他们要做的事情就是要建立教会
And so for remote tribes that are in jungle areas,
还有一些在丛林当中的部落
one of the first tasks that a missionary goes about is to translate the word of God into their language.
所以当宣教士进到那些地方的时候他们的任务就是要把圣经翻译成为当地部落的语言
Because without this foundation of the word, the church will be shallow.
因为如果没有神的话语作为我们生命的根基教会就是肤浅的
And it can adopt many strange beliefs
我们可能会甚至引进很多奇怪的异端
And so the task is to not only share the good news which isn't hard to do
所以我们的任务不仅仅是要分享福音
But to teach the new disciples all that Jesus commanded
要把耶稣基督所教导我们的一切都教导信徒
and to pass on the story of redemption found in the word of God
要把神救赎的故事一代一代传下去
so the word of God is there to help us to grow
所以神的话语使我们成长
and to guard against heresy
要保守我们抵挡异端
and to promote spirit-filled living
也使我们有一个属灵的生命
The second thing that we see here is that the word of God is useful or profitable for rebuking.
那圣经的第二个益处是指责督责。
And so rebuke means to confront someone for their sin in regards to their sin or misbehavior.
那督责的意思就是说要指出一个人的 罪或者是不恰当的行为。
And so here we have a picture of what appears to be one prophet rebuking another prophet for what they are doing wrong.
所以我们这个图片看到就是一个先知在指责另一个先知做错的事情。
And we see this is what happens in scripture.
那我们看到这是在圣经当中有记录的。
Sometimes we read the scripture.
有时候我们读。
Sometimes we hear a message, a sermon.
有时候我们听到讲道。
We're in a Sunday school class.
或是在主日学,
and we come under conviction.
我们就被神的话语所吸引。
We realize that we strayed from the truth that God has called us to live.
我们意识到我们已经偏离了神所交给我们的真理。
And so maybe we're diligently working, seeking to provide for our family.
比方说我们很勤奋的工作为啊提供家庭所需要。
But we read the word about not being greedy.
但是我们在圣经读到说不要贪婪。
And we realize that maybe money is taking too much of a place in our life.
然后我们才意识到，也许金钱在我们的生命当中占了太重要的地位。
Or maybe we're in relationship with someone.
或者我们正在跟某人谈恋爱。
And we got into an argument.
然后开始争论。
And we read the word and we say that we should leave our gift at the altar and to make things right with our brother or sister.
然后我们在经文里读到说，你要先把礼物放在祭坛上，先去和弟兄和好。
And so the ways that the Spirit works are almost infinite in terms of how He can speak to each one of us to make a change in our life.
所以圣经对我们跟讲话改变我们的生命 他所说的是无所不包的。
So the word of God is used to confront our sin.
所以圣经也用来指责我们的罪。
To convict us of the ways that we do not follow God.
也使我们看到我们并没有遵照神的心意去行。
But the word of God not just rebukes us, it also corrects us.
但是神的话语不仅仅是指责我们他也使我们归正。
The word has a corrective capability.
这个神的话语有纠正我们的能力。
And the word, this word for correct literally means to lift you up, to straighten you up.
这个归正它的字面意思是说把一个人抬起来使他站直了。
So what happens?
那发生什么事呢?
We see the word of God rebukes you. You realize you're in some type of sin.
那我们刚才看到神的话语会指责我们让我们意识到自己的罪。
Or maybe you have some kind of wrong belief.
或者是我们的信仰是虚伪的。
But then it picks you up and it straightens out, helps straighten out your conduct.
但是神的话语也能够把我们抬起来使我们站好。
And so this correcting aspect of the word is a restorative aspect of the word.
所以圣经归正的作用是使我们能够啊恢复。
It's much like this man or many men in the morning. We put on our ties and we look in the mirror and we straighten it up.
那就好像这个人对着镜子把自己的领带整理好。我们在神的话语当中也可以重新站立起来。
So the rebuking part of the word is when we look in the mirror and we see that something's not right.
所以指责的部分就好像是我们看到镜子里的自己，觉得有些地方不对。
But the correcting part of the word is that we learn from the word of how to make things right.
那归正的部分就是我们看了以后，然后呢把事情做对。
Actually, I looked at my tie in the mirror this morning.
今天早晨其实我也对着镜子看了我的。
And there was a big thread that was hanging out across my shirt.
有一根线拖出来了，挂在我的衬衫。
And I thought, well, that's good that I found that.
幸好我发现了。
Because later on, my wife would rebuke me.
如果我没有发现的话，我太太可能就会指责我。
For not straightening myself up.
也没有把我自己打理好。
But I have a good wife. She would actually correct me and help me cut the thread so I would look good.
那其实我太太很好的，她会指出来，并且帮我把那个线剪。
And so it is with God's word; it helps to help us know our sin, but it helps us to be restored from our sin.
那神的话语也是这样，它不仅仅是指出我们的错，它也使我们能够归正，能够重新站立。
As we experience God's forgiveness,
我们经历到神的饶恕。
And as we seek the path that He would have us lead.
我们寻求他所带领的路。
Now the next aspect of the word of God is that it's useful for training in righteousness.
那下一个益处是说神的话能够教导我们义。
Now this word means to train or to educate a child.
它的意思就好像是教导培训一个小孩。
And of course, most of us here aren't children.
我们这里大部分都不是小孩子。
But we are children of God.
但是我们是神的孩子。
And so the children of God are urged here by the Apostle Paul to be trained. The word is able to bring one up, to nurture one, to raise and grow one into maturity. And so I like this picture, this illustration of young people that are learning how to play the game of soccer. And so with any kind of athletic event, there is instruction that needs to take place. And so the coach will tell them, this is how you do this particular skill.
那教练会说啊, 这个技巧你要学会。
But it's not just looking at it on a blackboard or on a film. They actually have to go out and they have to practice it.
但是这个学的过程不是说在黑板上画一画或者看看电影,
they,
你必须出去自己去实践做一下。
They have to drill and they have to make it part of their life.
他们得不断地训练好让这个成为生活的一部分。
And after much practice, they can begin to integrate that skill into a game.
锻炼了很多以后呢, 你就会获得这个技能, 然后能够玩这个游戏。
I think this is much like being trained in righteousness spiritually.
那我们在, 圣经当中教导义, 学会义也是这样。
We receive instruction from God's word.
我们从神的 话语当中得到教导。
But we just can't look at it and then walk away. We need to make a change.
所以我们不能够只是读了神的话然后就走开,
we need to begin integrating that into our life. And so that's why one of the reasons when I preach, I always like to discuss a response that we should have to the word. So that we walk away not just thinking, oh, that's a good sermon.
所以我们不能够只听了道就走开, 想想说, 哦, 这个讲道不错。
But what are some ideas that we can practically apply to live out the word in our life?
我们反而要想说, 今天讲道里面有什么是可以应用在我的生活当中。
It doesn't have to be a major life change, but even a little step in the right direction can go a long way.
啊, 不一定是一个巨大的变化, 但是可以是很小的一步。
To help us to be trained in righteousness. And to integrate God's word into our life. So what is the result then of all of this rebuking and correcting and training? The result is good work. The word ultimately equips men and women of God. Equipping would mean like being prepared,
啊, 装备的意思就是我们准备好了,
having the necessary tools to be able to do a task.
我们有了这些工具需要做,
and if we take the tool analogy, it's not just having a set of tools to maybe fix something, but to know how to use the tools.
那用一个比喻说,我们的这些工具不仅仅是知道要怎么样用,并且能够用它去做一些事。
But we don't have the equipping to necessarily build a house, but to be built up spiritually. And so we're equipped in righteousness to do good work, to do God's will, which would include doing good work towards each other in the body of Christ. But also doing good works and seeking to further God's kingdom in the world. As we interact with our friends and family and co-workers who do not know Jesus. And so what then should be our response? Our application. Well, I have several things here that we can think about and apply. And one is to study the word.
第一个是啊,
and so as I've urged in the past and continue to urge is that we be people that are into the word this year.
那以上我们开始鼓励的,
and so I encourage you to be on a regular Bible reading plan that you can read through parts of scripture every day for the year. But to even move beyond that into study of the word. And so we actually have a great opportunity here in our church. Dr. Luke, a professor at CIU,
CIU 的陆教授
will be giving a seminar on how to study the Bible.
他会办一个讲座，讲是关于怎么样来。
And he'll be giving it here at the church.
这个讲座会在教会。
If you look, there's posters that are around the church. You can look for more information.
大家可以看到我们外面贴的单张，可以得到更多的信息。
And so I would highly encourage you to sign up to be part of this seminar.
所以我迫切的鼓励大家来参加，来报名。
Because he can help us understand what it is to really study the Word of God and make it meaningful in our lives.
Yeah, 陆教授能够真的帮助我们说怎么样来了解更好的读圣经。
And so the sign up list is over by Pastor Wong's old office, so you can go there and you can sign up.
那签名表在黄牧师办公室外面。
So I encourage you to do that. Also, secondly, reflect on the Word of God.
那第二个是我们要思索神的话语。
Not just read the Word to get meaning, but to actually reflect on what does this mean for me.
我们不仅仅是说这个字面是意思是什么，还要想说这句话对我讲了什么。
What is God trying to tell me?
神要对我说什么？
What sinful behavior or bad habits does he want me to leave behind?
有没有什么我是犯罪的，或者是不讨他喜悦的行为，他希望我能够。
What should I be doing as a beloved child of God?
那我作为神所爱的儿女应该做什么？
Ask these questions, and he will reveal himself to you in his word.
那我们来问这些话语，那神就会在他的话语当中向我们显现。
Third, apply the word.
那第三个部分是运用神的话语。
Don't just look in the mirror and walk away without changing yourself.
那我们不要只是照照镜子就走开了，没有把自己的形象改变一下。
But to seek to apply God's word to our life in practical ways.
我们要竭力寻求把神的话语运用在我们的生命当中。
As I said, don't be overwhelmed.
我也说过不要一次太多。
But be encouraged that even small changes can make a big difference.
但是我们要晓得，即使是很小的一个改变，也能产生很大的不同。
So as we conclude, we see what the Word of God is.
所以我们的最后的结论说，神的话语是什么呢？
It is God breathed, it is inspired.
是神所默示的，是神所赋予生命气息的。
And it is much more than an interesting book.
圣经不只是一本有意思的书。
Fascinating stories.
令人神往的故事。
Wise sayings.
明智的话语。
But it is God's truth.
而是神所启示的真理。
It is life changing.
能改变我们的生命。
And may you truly be inspired by the inspired word of God.
愿我们能够真切的被神所默示的圣经所启迪。
That you may experience transformation.
愿我们的生命被他话语更新。
But be an agent of transformation.
并且我们能够把这种更新带到这个世界。
And in this way fulfill the words of Jesus in Matthew 5.
然后我们就能够成就耶稣在马太福音第五章所讲的。
When he said, "Let your light shine before men."
说你们要让自己的光闪在这个世界上。
That they may see your good works.
人们就看到你们的好行为。
And glorify your Father in heaven.
Yeah, 使天上的父得荣耀。
Let's pray.
我们来祷告。
Heavenly Father, we thank you for your word.
天父，我们谢谢你的话语。
We thank you that it is the very words of God.
我们谢谢你，这话语是来自于你。
Help us, Lord, to have a desire, a craving to meet you in your word.
神啊，帮助我们有一颗渴慕的心，在话语当中遇见你。
To read and to study.
来阅读你的话语，查考你的话语。
To reflect and to apply.
去思考你的话语，把它运用在我们的生命当中。
And Lord, may you use these words to begin a transformation in our life.
主啊，求你用你的话语来更新我们的生命。
As we follow the leading and guiding of the Holy Spirit，
也帮助我们顺服圣灵的引导。
As we seek to further your kingdom by doing good deeds，
帮助我们来寻求你的国度，做你的善工。
And so glorify you，
使你得到荣耀。
We pray in Jesus' name，
奉耶稣基督的名。
Amen。